journey of a thousand miles begins with one step.
That was Monica Ayedica leading a rally last night in Cincinnati, Ohio, part of a wave of protests and demonstrations throughout the country this weekend, most of them peaceful, against police brutality and racism. This is the second straight weekend of protests sparked by the killing of George Floyd while in police custody in Minneapolis. And so we begin the program with the voices of some of those who've been out on the streets today in New York, California, Arkansas, Illinois, Washington State, and elsewhere to demand justice.
And as you walk up, I want you to look this man in the face and ask yourself, did he have to die?
Say his name, George Floyd! Say his name, George Floyd! Say his name, Breonna Taylor! Say his name, Breonna Taylor!
It is not easy for our young people that look like you and I to be able to walk the streets at a certain time of the night. This is not okay. And we will not take this as the new normal in Syracuse, New York.
The same system that oppresses our immigrants is the same system that destroys black lives every day.
No justice, no peace.
No justice, no peace.
Until the killing of black men, black mothers, sons, is as important as the killing of white men, white mothers, sons.
What I see right now is people coming together in solidarity for black lives, people coming together in solidarity for equality. We got three tubas on the sidewalk. We got horn players. We got people of all races. We got people of all ages. And we're standing out here in preparation for what can be something that will send loving vibrations out to the entire universe from New York City.
That was musician John Batiste in New York City today. We also heard from Nick Jones in Syracuse, New York, Johnny Lane in Little Rock, Arkansas, and Rodriguez White in Nashville, Tennessee.